open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Oh, it is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk back. Numbers 844-967-2789. You're just joining and you've got a definition of critical race theory, we've got another t-shirt to give away out there. Give us a call. Give us your definition, 844-967-2789. And if you've been listening and you're going to cheat, we'll probably even allow that. That's okay. But yeah, CRT, what is it? Actually, what prompted this was, well, we did the show 2 weeks ago with Rick Santorum and his whole idea that this country was founded on a blank slate and there were no people here, and was really, we kind of made fun of him for getting critical race theory mixed up because he thought he should be criticizing races. But it was actually, and I'm going to give cred, even though she didn't respond to my invite to be on the show, Nancy Flanagan, who writes at Teacher in a Strange Land blog, she put a piece out, Is Critical Race Theory Dividing the Country? Which has prompted me to say, let's do the show tonight really about this to try to help explain it. And in Nancy's piece, she really does a nice job of saying, look, if you've been teaching any since, particularly, you know, if you've been teaching since the 70s, things come and go that bother people. So, for example, values clarification was one of these big issues in the 70s that we were going to teach kids values.
Yeah.
Right? And, of course, conservatives went nuts because whose values are you teaching? And I don't want my kids being indoctrinated into some value. Okay, fine. So then that goes away. And then we get character education in the late 80s into the 90s, okay, in character education, though, which is actually interesting because lots of conservatives were serious proponents of character education.
Yeah.
Because character education told you to be good and smart. Okay. And who could argue with that? Right. Well, actually, a lot of people were like, you know what? I think forcing kids to be good and smart, and maybe, you know, is a little bit, but this whole idea of we're going to teach kids character as if some kind of, as we were talking about last week, we're going to tell kids good traits of being a character, or of being, of how to be a good, how to have good character, and that then will translate to when they go into society, they'll show those character traits if they've been taught to them. So again, back to even just what we were talking about last week with Alfie Cohn, the whole idea of telling people something and then saying they've learned it is crap. The fact that you're going to tell people to be well-behaved, and again, who's defining well-behaved in character education? Very conservative groups of people
That's
were defining,
the thing.
Right? Okay. But for some reason, though, I don't remember this liberal, crazy people going, oh my God, character education. We just kind of sat there and went, fine, you know what, teach it. And then
because it's insufficient.
Well, it just
that's
doesn't
the thing.
Work.
Okay. There's no substance there. It makes people docile and easy to deal with, and it makes them easy to, you know, employ and boss around.
Well, and so in one way, it's like, yeah, the character education, it's like now
off.
If you go CRT, whoa, wait a minute. That butts up, at least according to those who believe it's being taught.
You're
and that's where
problem,
we were going.
Children.
It's like, okay, what is the reality, and again, of a third grade classroom in your neighborhood, of a seventh grade classroom in your neighborhood, of an 11th grade AP history class in your neighborhood, digging deep into critical race theory? It's about zero, because as we talked about, this is a theory, and I'm not doing that as a discrediting, but a conceptual framework,
like a hypothesis,
of trying to understand why certain things exist the way they do. And at the core of this is that race is an issue in America, okay? But it's in higher ed, in legal studies, where it really came through. What people are really freaked out about in labeling CRT is the fact that we might challenge, back to 2 weeks ago, Ricky Santorum when he said, America, a blank slate. There was nothing here.
Or challenging local school boards for that matter. Right. Just imagine when this topic brings it home, right? And the kids are sitting there learning about this stuff and they realize that the institution they're currently sitting in.
But what you're talking about, though, this is what I'm saying, is, okay, people aren't really worried about CRT. They're really worried about, you know, and this is why we love Howard Zinn on the show. Howard Zinn in 1980 wrote A People's History of the United States, okay, where he decided, and he says point blank, I am going to write the history of America from the people's point of view who lost, okay? Wow, wait, people, there was winners and losers and winners write history and things like, holy crap, the whole idea of this is, you know, and what came about was, is guess what? If you start actually digging deep into history and not patriotic indoctrination stories, which is typically what we believe American history is in the classroom, people like my neighbor get really freaked out because they know for sure that when they learned American history, they learned about pilgrims, Indians, harmony. Yeah, there was some slavery, but we fixed it. And America's awesome. And you dress up like patriots to celebrate.
The clinical clean room
it's
version
beautiful.
Of U.S.
Okay,
history.
You know, yeah, it's gorgeous. A beautiful, it's a patriotic, and I've said it's a patriotic indoctrination curriculum, okay? And the push against CRT is actually not a push against CRT. It's an absolute fear, a fear that what's going to be taught is something like, hey, did you all see Rick Santorum make a speech about there was nothing here? Well, guess what? We have historical evidence that would point out that actually there was a lot of people here and there were a lot of languages and there were a lot of cultures and there were all kinds of things. So this whole blank slate, sorry, Rick, you can't tell that as history. If you want to tell it as a mythology that helps you sleep well at night and helps you believe in the things you believe in, say that. That's okay. But as a teacher, shouldn't I then, when students come in to me and say, hey, we saw this senator say that there weren't anybody, there wasn't anything here, but yet in class we were learning about, and I know this for a fact as a previous fifth grade teacher, that we actually teach that in America 12,000 years ago, which is now that date is even wrong, but 12,000 years ago there were Native American thriving cultures here, okay? So now a kid in my fifth grade class comes back to school and says, Mr. Slecker at the time, because I wasn't doctor, Mr. Slecker, I don't understand, because you were telling us and we were reading about Native Americans being here for 12,000 years, and this guy on TV the other night was saying there was nothing here. I'm confused. And so as a teacher, I jump in and go, well, no, actually, you're not confused. The senator is confused. Let's teach. Let's talk about this.
Well said.
And boom, guess what? Now we get into the real heart of this, which is what's happening is a big push to make it illegal for me as a teacher in fifth grade to engage my student who comes to me with that question.
This is bad, man.
Okay? This is what people, and so we're going to make it illegal for Tim to say, Evan, you're right. Let's talk about this. Hey, there were lots of people here. Wonder why this person is making this statement. Who does it benefit to make a statement to say there was nothing here and that we, white people, created an ultimate awesome civilization? Well, that benefits white people.
And it doesn't even really benefit us.
Well, it doesn't, you know? But it only, yeah. Okay.
I know what you mean.
But see, right? Yeah. But so we're pushing this illegal. Well, we talked about this. There's all kinds of bills all across the United States When we get back, though, the Zinn, speaking of Howard Zinn, the Zinn Education Project has out there, and we want to promote this, the ability for teachers to say, too bad, I'm going to teach the reality. Busted pencils, critical race theory. No, we're actually just talking about teaching the truth. More when we get back. We are a credible threat to the rules you set, a cause to be alarmed. We are not the names that we've been given. We speak a language you don't know. We are the nowhere generation.